As you saw from the video just a moment ago, our text is found in John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has this than no man than this, that one will lay down his life for his friends. We're in the people business, and this morning we remember people, and we remember the person who paid the greatest sacrifice of all. Some years ago, I had the honor and privilege of helping to conduct the funeral for the first Tennessean who gave his life in the battle in Iraq on the bridge at Najaria, Corporal Patrick Nixon. And that morning as I got up to speak, I spoke from this passage here. For he died on that road taking enemy fire, going to help pick up a friend who had been injured and lost his life in that event. Many of you here today know the names or have family members that lost their life in wartime. And I'd just like to take a minute and go around the room. If I don't mean for this to hurt anyone, we stop to remember. Because really, it's their sacrifice that allows us to be here. And if you would like to add a name to what I just said, if you'd be willing to say that name, we would count it a privilege to hear that name. Because greater love has no man than this, that he'd lay down his life for his friends. Is there any that you just would say it out? Someone that gave their life in the service? Jimmy Smith. Thank you for his sacrifice. Others. Yes. Those who died in Beirut, Lebanon. The attack on the Marine Hotel. Yes. Yes. John in Vietnam. Others. John, God bless you, sir. Thank you, John. Many of you may not realize how much a hero and a warrior that we have in our midst in John Allen, and he would not want attention drawn to him, but his whole unit basically was almost totally wiped out in battles there in Vietnam. Some brutal fighting, and this man, severely wounded, barely made it out and came home and has served the Lord and shared Jesus with others throughout his life. Thank you, John. And I believe God spared you so I would have the honor of getting to meet you and the Jesus that's alive in your life. We stop and we look back. We remember those who paid the ultimate price. Said that really there's only two that would pay the price for you that you might have freedom to live. One would be an American serviceman or first responder. And I want to thank the first responder right here, and U.S. Marshal retired in Mike Chidicamo. But those that would go in when others are running out, that go in or would hold their ground, and Jesus Christ who went to Calvary for us. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. The day of Passover is a time in which they stopped to remember the death angel passing over. They were to make it as a memorial and pass it on and tell to each one through the years what God had done. As families had gathered in homes, and the death angel had passed over as the blood of a sacrificial lamb that they had brought into their home, had been sacrificed, and its blood had been sprinkled across the door lintel post, and as the death angel passed over, it would pass over their house, and they would be ones who would survive God's judgment that night as God was after the firstborn of all of Egypt and all of those who had defiled God. But those who were covered under the blood were saved. But we understand that there's a price to pay that we stop and remember. And sometimes you might see somebody doing something and you think, what are they doing? Or this doesn't make sense. Or you go on to ask, what's really the question behind this? You remember the news commentator that used to be on? He's passed away now, Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey tells the story of gratitude. It prompted an old man to visit an old broken-down pier on the east coast of Florida. And every Friday night until his death in 1973, he would return, walk slowly, slightly stoop, and have a big bucket of shrimp. The seagulls would flock to this old man, and he would feed them from his bucket. Many years before, October 1942, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was on a mission in a B-17 to deliver an important message to General Douglas MacArthur in New Guinea. Somewhere over the South Pacific, the Flying Fortress became lost and became beyond the reach of radio. Its fuel ran dangerously low, and so the men were forced to ditch their plane in the ocean. And for nearly a month, Captain Eddie and his companions would fight the water and the weather and the scorching sun. They spent many a sleepless night recoiled as great sharks would try to ram their rafts and knock them over, and they were starving to death. But of all their enemies at sea, the one that proved the most formidable was starvation. 8 days out, their rations were gone. They'd been destroyed by the salt water. It would take a miracle literally to save them. And a miracle occurred. Something landed on my head. I knew it was a seagull. I didn't know where it had come from, but I knew it was a seagull. Everyone that was on the raft with me knew, and they saw it, and their eyes were big, and they hesitated to breathe. They didn't want to make a sound. They did not want to scare it off because they knew that that bird would mean life for all of us. Would I be able to catch it? Peering under the brim of my hat, I was able to reach my hands up and grab a hold of the gull, and I caught it. We killed that gull, and the rest, as they say, is history. They caught the gull. Its flesh was eaten. Its intestines were used as bait to catch fish, and the survivors were sustained, their hopes renewed because of one lone seagull. Uncharacteristically, hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. Captain Rickenbacker, who would advance in rank, he never forgot that one bird and its sacrifice. You might say, why a bird? Because every Friday evening after sunset on a lonely stretch along an eastern Florida seacoast, you'd see an old man walking, white-haired, bushy-eyebrowed, slightly bent, his bucket filled with shrimp, and he would feed the gulls to thank and remember that one gull on a day who so long ago gave itself without struggle. Just as Eddie Rickenbacker never forgot the gull that saved his life, we should never forget the soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, first responders and all who have given their lives for us. Their sacrifices made it possible that we might be able to be here today. But both freedom and life come with a price. It's a price heavier than what we want to realize and heavier than what we want to pay. And sometimes the thought of it just literally breaks our heart as we stop to remember. Remember somebody who fulfilled duty, honor, and honor in their country. Paid a price, 640,000 plus over the years of our country have made it possible. We look back and we remember. But we also look out in honor. We've got men and women who are serving around the world today, and they're on the front lines. They're not able to be at the hamburger and hot dog celebration at lunch today, or where folks will be gathered tomorrow, or on the ball game Friday night, and other things that we did. for they are on duty station now, actively manning the post that's been assigned to them, making sure that we could have this opportunity at freedom. And it was mentioned this morning in missionaries, and I would also say to mission, we have missionaries that are literally around the world and some in very, very dangerous places that are there being Jesus and showing Jesus to others at great personal risk. Pray for our missionaries. We look out today and honor those who have served and those who are serving and those who are sharing the love with Jesus. And you don't have to be a missionary to share the love of Jesus. We're all called to be missionaries. We're all called to be witnesses. It's just as simple as bragging on God. What's he done for you? Oh, let me tell you what Jesus has done for me, and you can just start this conversation. He's been better to us than we deserve. Amen? And he's ever interceding for us. And we look up and we honor. A price was paid for freedom years and years ago. It was a sacrificial lamb whose blood was shared and covered doorposts. The sacrificial lamb was used each year on the Day of Atonement as the high priest would take his blood in the Holy of Holies to sprinkle on the mercy seat. And you've heard me share at Easter time the message of what happened on the Day of Atonement and all that was involved in it. Blood covers sin. Blood is shared so that life might be extended. Today we look up and we look up to the heavens and we thank the Lord for what he's done for us. Jesus has said in John 10:10, I've come that they might have life and that life more abundantly. There is no freedom without the shedding of blood. And we stop to say thank you not only to those who have served in the military, those who continue to serve, those who are on the battle lines today, those who've given their lives, who died way too young, are heroes. But the hero of heroes is Jesus. He went to Calvary. He didn't deserve that. He took our sins upon him. He who was sinless became sin for us and became the sacrifice. And it was through his death on Calvary's cross that he became the bridge that we might could cross over into new life. He did come that we might have life. And as John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The life today that we have as a result of Jesus. So, Lord, today we thank you. We look back and we remember. In just the short history of this country, those who have invested and those who signed blank checks of their life and saying, I'm willing to pay the price, I'm willing to put it on the line for my country and for my family back home. And some of them did have to pay that price. But others, like the ones that I see here this morning that are here, who have stood the test of time, and God in his providence brought you back home. God in his providence allows you to be here today. We stop to say thank you. You paid a price that wasn't asked of us, and you paid it willingly. And those who gave all out of their duty, out of their love. And we never forget them. We look around and we love. You know, we're a blessed people. And big amen. We're a blessed people. I mean, God has been so good to us. He continues to be good to us. He continues to show his face. And we look up and we honor him. Lord, we not only remember, but we respect you. We revere you. And we respond to your love by saying yes to you. We further respond to your love, Lord, by sharing your love with others. You're going to have opportunity in this coming week. God's going to bring somebody across your path who needs a smile, who might need a handshake, maybe even need a hug, might need a prayer, might need you to share a tear with them. Might need you to listen to their story. and maybe, just maybe, tell them about the love of Jesus. I pray that God will make that an eventful, God-revered moment, encounter. And I'll be anxious to hear what God's done as you share the story. Stand with me. Precious Lord, this day, we thank you for the blessing of life. In one sense, it's some would look at a little old guy feeding gulls with shrimp and they wouldn't know the story. Others would see someone standing at a graveside. As I heard, my mom was at my dad's graveside yesterday. Weeping tears of joy and thanking you for a life that they had together and for his service in the army. Father, thank you today for those that put on the uniform, stood the duty post, stood watch, did what was asked of them, and those that still do. We're blessed today to have not only veterans but active duty personnel. Keep your hand upon them and upon their families. And Father, the greatest soldier and commander of all, the Lord of hosts, became our Savior. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we don't deserve your love. Thank you for what you did for us. You did what we couldn't do, and you're still interceding. And as our names are whispered in the throne room, from you to your dad, he extends his grace and mercy to each of us, and for that we thank you. May we thank you in how we live our life and share your name and share your love. And all of God's people said, amen. One more quick prayer, and God bless the food. And everybody said, amen. If you're staying with us, if you'd make your way to the fellowship hall,